All right, this is the Wednesday, December 6, 2023 meeting of the Central Business District Historic District Landmarks Commission. Roll call, Seamus McGuire, present. Whitten Payne, present. Gregory Curtis, present. Peter Trappolin, present. Matt Norton, present. Adrian Dixon, absent. Bradley Becknell, absent. Tim Spratt, absent. Daryl Demestra, Demestri. We have six members constituting a quorum.
Great. Has everybody taken a chance to review the minutes of the Wednesday, November 1st, 2023 meeting? All right, and if we, I can get a vote on the floor for a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Gregory seconds. All in favor? Any opposed?
No.
All right. That motion passes. Next on the agenda, we have a review and approval of the draft of the 2024 meeting dates and deadlines.
I apologize. I neglected to send these along, but it's up on the screen. This is sort of a checking the box situation. We've made proposed dates and deadlines for 2024, but we have yet to get a response from the council staff as to whether or not we can have our dates that we've requested in the city council chamber.
Okay.
So the dates that we're proposing are based on being in the city council chamber. They are subject to change in the event that we're not approved for those dates. So if we could go ahead and I'll send these following the meeting, go ahead and approve these dates, knowing that they are subject to change.
Should I read them out along?
No.
Sounds good. We've got a mix of 8-4 and the council chambers?
Yeah, we are always typically have a conflict during either end of November, early December, due to the budget hearings.
Okay.
So I have yet to hear from the clerk's office what we will and won't get in that instance. But so it's a moving target at this point. But in order to give the public some idea of when we might be meeting in January, we're going through this exercise.
Sounds good. Do we need to take any action? No action today on this?
If we could just vote to approve this draft.
Okay, sure.
Any revisions will come back to you.
Okay. Right. Make a motion to approve the draft of the 2024 meeting dates and deadlines. Peter, in a second.
Second.
Whitten, in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the draft unanimously is approved. Next on today's agenda is the consent agenda. We have two items, both A and B, 843 Camp Street, as well as 1000 Magazine Street. Is there any public comment on the consent agenda today? No? All right. And if we get a vote on the floor to approve the consent agenda items in global.
I'll move to approve.
Second. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. That motion passes unanimously. Any other matters today?
No, just the ratification of the Architectural Review Committee and staff actions.
Okay.
Is that not on the paper agenda?
It's not on the paper.
Should be on the second page.
Oh, it's on the second page.
I'm only on one page.
I cut the last page.
If we can get a motion to approve the ratification of the ARC's and staff action since Wednesday, November 1st, 2023 meeting.
So moved.
And a second. Okay.
Yeah, there's a second. Yeah.
All in favor to pass the motion? Any opposed? Exactly. That motion passes. And a motion to adjourn.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is the World War II Museum, do you know, moving forward with taking the demolition of that building to City Council? The one we denied?
Yes.
I thought, didn't I sent an email regarding that?
I think
yeah,
you did.
It was taken to council, and I believe it was.
We were overruled. Yes.
We were overruled.
Yes.
It was a bit of a depressing slew of emails from you, as far as I think everyone.
We do not get upheld at the city council very often, so that's how that goes.
Is that indicative of a public kind of outcry versus people not showing up kind of thing? Like, what swings it one way or the other?
I couldn't
no
say.
I think some of it is a lack of public outcry.
Yeah.
I just don't think that those two properties were high on anyone's agenda. And I think with World War II, everyone sort of feels like they could get what they want. But the parking garage, the building that they're taking down for that, I think it's really a lack of input or objection
to the
neighborhood and stuff.
That was a big...
You know, I think part of it, too, is the individual commissioners, that they don't really understand or appreciate... the council members, that they don't fully appreciate, our jurisdiction and why this is important.
That's a fair point.
It is, and Eleanor's reports have sort of taken the gloves off, and, it's an opportunity for us to go on the record and express why this is problematic. So even when we know, she's the one who presents this to council, that she knows that they're going to be overruled, she makes sure that the reports state why this is a problem. You know, like, for example, in the warehouse district, that we're losing so many warehouses to where the district is going to be a misnomer, because there's very little that's remaining of the warehouse, quality of that particular district. So we're at least taking advantage of the opportunity to speak in public. Whether or not they pay attention, we hope that the record shows that this is important and it's not good. So.
Great point, man. Next. All right, if we get a motion to adjourn today. And second. All in favor? All right, guys.
Yeah, on the record, too.
Mm-hmm. Not that entire forum.